introduce you to our speaker today, and I don't think he requires much introduction because we all know him, and many of us known him for many years. But he happens to be one of my not just somebody I honor and respect as a leader of this company and a person that's given it his all and puts in his all every day. I watch how he works. I watch his attitude. I watch his commitment to Manatech as a company and to you as the field. One of the great aspects of this gentleman is that he came from the field. So he really has a heart and passion for all of you every day. He thinks about you and what's best for you every day, every decision. Always passes his judgment from a perspective of what will this do for the field. So we are so fortunate to have somebody with such a grounded viewpoint about how to make this company work, how to make it better for all of you. He's dedicated his life to us and the business to us, and he continues to put in endless hours, travels endlessly around the world to support the growth in Manatech, but he has a heart and passion for home. In other words, he really is passionate about rebuilding North America into the behemoth. For those of you who don't know what that means, the giant of what we used to be, and we have that in our future, I truly believe. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you all to none other than Mr. Al Balla, our CEO. Al, are you on?
Absolutely. Good morning, Mary Jo, Lydia, and the whole team. Happy President's Day.
Yay, nothing like having our president and CEO on President's Day.
Well, you know, I woke up feeling really good that there was a day actually named after me. But actually, a little piece of trivia, outside of just the fact that they sell cars on President's Day, do we know why this is called President's Day? Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you do. But prior to 1968, we used to celebrate two anniversaries, two holidays. It was Abraham Lincoln and George Washington's birthday on different dates. And they decided in 1968, the 90th Congress decided to join those two dates together and call it President's Day. So today is the day we honor the people that are heading this country, regardless of what our affiliation is. It's the day we celebrate the great leaders that we've had in the past, in the present, and hopefully in the future as well. So, happy President's Day. Good to be with you, Mary Jo.
Good to be on board. So, I guess our topic today is what is coming up so quickly upon us that we all need to get excited about and start taking action.
Right. Well, I think we probably need to give them a little bit of the genesis of this conversation, as you and Lydia were in my office just about a week ago, and right after we had a call with all our presidentials, our fabulous presidentials, and we talked about really the reasons for, certainly for the presidentials to promote what's coming, but really for everybody to pay very, very good attention to what's coming and make sure that they absolutely enroll themselves into the future of this company and by being there and witnessing what is about to happen here at Manatech. You know, it's so easy for us to get a little jaded. We live here, and it's in Dallas. Some of you live literally within driving distance from Dallas. And you're probably sitting home wondering if this is going to be something you want to do or not, or if you have something more important going on that date that would preclude you from being part of this amazing, amazing celebration. Well, I was just in Australia about a couple of weeks ago, and I remember what happened after Saturday night, after I did my presentation to them and kind of gave them a vision of the future, but certainly not just a vision of the future, but went back the last 2.5 years and put in perspective all the changes that Manatech had gone through and this process, this road to transformation, this road to becoming a startup company with 25 years of experience, and then what has happened as a result of that, you know, from, you know, starting with rebranding, starting with the introduction of some, you know, fabulous new product line like True Health and so on. Talking about the comp plan and some of the effects the new comp plan has had already in our trajectory, in our momentum, talking about all the rank ups, and then projecting into the future and talking about some of the things that are coming, some of the general big big thoughts, big philosophies, big ideas that are coming into the future to round up this complete transformation of Manatech. And when I was done with that, I can tell you, people just came up to me. I don't know if it was 3, 5, 6, 10 of them. I mean, it was just an avalanche, a tsunami of people that came to me and said, you know what? I wasn't sure if I was going to manifest. It's a 30-hour flight. It's a lot of money, but I am going to be there. Count on me. I'm buying my tickets today. They're registered, and they're coming. I mean, clearly, from thousands and thousands of miles from here, great expense. So what is it that drove these people to make such a commitment to come to Manifest and be part of Manifest? And I think once I shared that with the presidential and we had that conversation, you and I and Lydia, you said, look, I think we need to share that with the folks that are going to be on my call on Monday. And, of course, I never, I'm always excited to be on this call and be able to have an opportunity to talk to all the folks that you guys have obviously nurtured over the last few years. And for me, it really is a great opportunity to share that. But I think I'm going to reverse this a little bit. But Mary Jo, when you guys were listening to that call, the presidential call, what really captured your imagination? Why did you feel that this could be a different Manifest than any other Manifest we've had, at least for me, in the last 10 years? What was the thing that really caught your attention, Mary Jo?
Well, I think there always is the excitement around the new products because, you know, you always are looking for what's new, what did they come up with. But the fact that we get to interact with the GSAB, the Global Scientific Advisory Board, you know, for a lot of us that have been around Manatech for many years, Al, the science part of it and the product side part of it is really what drove us to get started. Our cutting-edge technology, we're the cream of the crop out there. Our reputation around the network marketing circles, whether I go to the ANMP, that event, or the Ray Higdon events, or whatever national or international events I go to, Manatech is always the one that people go, oh, you're with Manatech. They really have the science, and you guys don't realize the greatness of what you have. And so that part of it to me is always resounding, and I know that resonates with lots of people in the field because we truly have the cutting-edge technology in the scientific area, and we truly have the massive numbers of independent double-blind placebo studies that are published in clinical journals. And, you just don't find that in any of the other companies. They don't exist. People aren't making that kind of investment and commitment to cutting-edge breakthrough technology. And so, it's just getting back into understanding our history, who we are, and what we stand for, and, putting glyconutrient technology, right heads up forefront with our new Ambertose Life coming out. That part of it really, really, really excites me, and I know we all have different, parts of our makeup that causes us to get excited. But so that's a big piece of it, and now the other big chunk of it is what we're working on, and I'm not going to talk because I don't want to disclose that. It's exciting as all get out, but the project Al, I talked to Al about, and, there's a group of 8 to 10 presidentials working on a new incredible site for people to use to explode their business, and I think that is awesome as well. So, and these are all going to be breakthroughs that are going to be announced. And I'm so excited about Manifest. And for those are just some of the reasons. There are 101 other reasons that you need to be there. And we've talked about that as well, Al, in the past, right?
Right. We always talk about the fact that, look, those who go grow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's pretty much a cliche in this industry. And, it's easy for me to always get excited about the next event because for me, in my history, my business, in what truly propelled me to the top of this industry was always, you know, at an, it always happened at an event.
Yeah.
It always happened at an event, whether it was it, literally 2 weeks after I joined this business, 1980, I'm 20 years old, a first-generation immigrant. I work in a factory for $1.65 an hour. I joined this incredible industry, and 2 weeks later, two gentlemen show up from North Carolina with a more southern accent you've ever believed. Now, think about it. For me, as a newly arrived immigrant, that was very hard to even understand what they're talking about. But they were excited. I can tell you they were excited, and they promoted this event in Macon, Georgia. Think about it, from Boston to Macon, Georgia. I absolutely could not afford to go there, but my upline did the smartest thing you could possibly do. He said, look, this other cross line just bought a new car, so Jeff has got a new car. We'll pile up in a new car. We'll drive to Macon, Georgia from Boston. That's like 18 hours. We checked into a roach motel, literally. I mean, the roaches just, you know, running as soon as you turn the light on. And we went to Macon, Georgia. And I tell you what, 10,000, 15,000 people, I don't know how many people were there. But that just anchored this thing into my mind. I mean, from that point on, I believe I saw the bigness of this, and it made all the difference for me. Now, that could be the end of the story. It's not the end of the story, because like everybody else, over a few more years, 3, 4, 5 years, struggling like anything to make something happen in my business, I decided that selling insurance was sexier than selling soap. And I remember, 4 years later, I'm, you know, struggling, I'm discouraged, you know, nobody wants to buy, you know, nobody wants to get in, nobody, you know, nobody wants to buy my expensive soap. And so I go to my upline and try to have them join me in a life insurance selling business, which I was excited about, because selling insurance obviously seemed like it was sexier than selling soap and so on. But he did, again, the smartest thing he ever did. He said, you know what? I'll do it with you. Let's just go to Virginia Beach. There is this event going on. Don't worry about it. We'll make it a vacation. You know, let's just go. And you know what? Again, piled up in a car, drove from Boston to Virginia Beach with my upline, and right there, that Friday night, 1 o'clock in the morning, Paul Kahn, who's today, you know, he's the president of Lee College in Tennessee, and he just wrote a book called Promises to Keep, and right there, 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night, I think I was half asleep, half awake, but I remember at that moment something just happened to me, and I decided this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. And I can assure you that would have never happened by my upline just telling me about this event. It would have never happened if I just watched it on social media or on a transmission live. It didn't matter. I had to be there in the nosebleed bleachers of that Coliseum. That's where it happened. And the only reason I'm here today having this conversation with you, my entire life came down to that moment, that decision point that I made on that day, that this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. So that's why, for me, being at an event is always going to be important, regardless of who the speaker is, regardless of what new product we're launching, regardless of new success system we might be launching. For me, being at an event is another opportunity to start all over again, to create a brand new page for the rest of my life, to start rewriting my history, to start recreating my legacy. I'm saying this because that's what happened to me. And again, that's why I will always be excited about any event and the need for people to move. See, my pastor says even God cannot drive a parked car. So he's saying basically if you truly want to make this thing go, if you truly want this to be your future, if you want 2018 to be different than 2017, then you got to make the move. You got to tell the universe. You got to tell God. You got to tell somebody. You got to tell your upline. You got to tell yourself that you're serious about that, or unless it's just a mere wish, one of those New Year's resolutions that people break 4 hours later and after they made it. If it's truly what you want, you got to make the move. And the move is get in your car, go in there and be with the people, and let this be maybe that event that changes your life. I mean, again, it's a cliche. Everybody talks about, you know, the events that will change your life. Well, that's true. Because I've never seen people change their lives sitting there in their living room watching television. That's not how it works. It only works when you actually make the decision to be there. And then when you're there, then the magic can happen. So, Mary Jo, for me, this is more than just a talk. It's more than just trying to motivate people. It's a fact of my life, and that's why I'm sharing it with so much passion. But there are things that are happening at this event that are truly different than anything that has happened, I think, at least for me, in the last 10 years. Number one, we will be making the biggest new product announcement that we've made since the inception of Embertos. I know this is a big mouth promise, and I know that it just sounds like, oh, my God, you know, these guys, you know, I'm doing it again. I mean, I guess, you know, they're going to overhype this thing. No, this is not overhyping. Folks, for 10 years that I've been in this company, from 2007 to now, I've faced one issue, which is people regaining their voice, knowing what to say again about something that they're truly passionate about. Because I tell you what, it's something that we have in spades in Manitech. It's passion. Because we truly have something that makes a difference. I mean, so those of you who follow me on Facebook, I will ask you to just go to my Facebook. There's an article there from the University of Utrecht on glycans, and it's phenomenal. It's everything that we've been saying to the world, and the world is waking up to it in a big way. And, you know, they've been waking up to it since 2012. But the idea that what we do is becoming mainstream is not just another thing we say to motivate you. This is what's going on. There's so much more about glycobiology, about glycan, about this, just the self-evidence that every cell in our body is covered with, you know, carbohydrates, with this dense forest of glycans and glycoproteins. Folks, that's a fact. But you know what? We've lost our voice. And we want, you know, and we're going to give you your voice back at Manifest 2018. I can tell you, we're gonna spend a whole day talking about Embertos, and obviously this next advancement of Embertos, we're gonna have everyone from Dr. Nutrient to every element, every member of our GSOB speaking to specifics of each component of this incredible, miraculous, supernatural product. And folks, by the time we're done, I'm telling you, you're going to have goosebumps on your goosebumps. That's what you're going to have, okay? I mean, it is going to be, I think, the most cathartic moment of our last 10-year history, because we're going to get our voice back. We're going to know how to go out there and talk about the one thing that makes us different from any other company in the world, and that really, truly is a value to humanity. 7.5 billion people need this product, and all of a sudden, it's going to taste good. It's going to be in packets. It's going to be enhanced like we have never enhanced it in 10 years. And, folks, you do not want to miss that moment. That moment is going to be truly special, and I hope you're there to hear it. Number two. So that's just number one. Number two, we are launching another product. that I think is going to revolutionize an $84 billion industry, and that's the sports drinks industry, a product that I think is going to take us into the millennial and the Gen X and the Gen Y, a product that's sexy, a product that you can talk about for those who want to lose weight, for those who are in sports, for those who just want to feel good all day long with good energy and recovery and everything else. If this is a sleeper, I believe this product could do what another product that I was involved with years ago did for one company, taking it from billions to multi-billions, because they brought something that people could get excited about, that young people could get excited about. That's what I believe this product is going to do, and that's why, again, it's going to make sense for you to be there, to be the first to taste it, to be the first to buy it, and for and to get the story, the full story, so we can go out and attract a whole new demographics for our company. Now, that's just in the product side. Now, Mary Jo, you said something really, really true. This is it's as true as it could possibly be. I am absolutely committed to driving North America to greatness again. And, you know, I don't want that to sound like a political speech. I am just telling you, I know with every fiber of my being, we're sitting in the greatest market in the face of the earth, and we have not maximized it, and we have decided we have to. We've made the changes internally, but externally, we're really reconnecting with our top leaders. We're reconnecting with the things that made us great in the prior years. We're going to put everything that's happened to us in the last 10 years behind us, and we're going to forge ahead with confidence, with swagger again, because North America needs to be the number one country in Manitech, period, no question asked, and we can do it. We have the people. We have the market. We have the need. People in this country need what we have, whether it's in a product side, in a financial side, in a mission side. Those things are important. And I tell you, what you and the team of people have been doing to put together the right success training system, I cannot wait to launch it there as well as Manifest. It'll probably be 80% ready, but whatever part is ready, I tell you what, immediately will be something that people can use and use to really be able to take the message of Manifest and push it out into the rest of the year and truly make the 2018 the greatest year of their lives in Manifest. Now, that's two things, right? Products, systems. Number three, we are about to make the biggest announcement about M5M, again, that we had ever announced since the inception of M5M. Some of you are actually going to be part of that. We're going to invite you to come in and physically participate in this new announcement. But you're going to be under absolute vow of secrecy, because we do not want to spoil it. We have a phenomenal M5M gala at which we're going to make this major world premiere announcement about where the next level of M5M. I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to truly bring us closer to that edge, because I told you, I really believe right now that with all the things that are happening with Manitech, we're truly in a place where 5 million children is becoming more and more of a reality. But this is going to be even that much more exciting, because instead of just saying we nourish children, we will be able to say we feed children. Big difference, big nuance, but you're going to have to be there to be part of that. So those are three things that I believe are really three pillars of Manitech, right? Our products, right? Our opportunities, our mission. And folks, the world today is ready for what Manitech has to offer. Now, in the last few weeks, I've gotten really interested in understanding this phenomena called Amazon. This company that will be a trillion dollar company over the next 8 to 10 years. And to watch them go around the country through some third-party companies teaching people how to be entrepreneurs. And I've watched in one weekend 1,000 people come off the street just from a Facebook ad to come and learn how to be financially free selling on Amazon. I'm not talking about selling Manatech products on Amazon. I'm talking about they're going to teach you how to source products. They're going to teach you how to negotiate. They're going to teach you how to spend $15,000 to $20,000 buying inventory. They're going to teach you how to prep that inventory, how to send it to 3, 4, 5 warehouses around the country for Amazon. They're going to teach you how to monitor your account every single day. They're going to teach you how to do customer service. Like everything your normal business has to do in order to make $5,000 to $10,000 a month. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, wow. You don't have to choose the products. You've already chosen that for them, for you. We have the most amazing product and the fastest growing segment of the industry, which is the wellness industry. We have the technology. We have the websites. We have the platform. The prices are already set. You don't have to buy inventory. You don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars. You don't have to prep it. You don't have to ship it. You don't have to monitor it. It's all done for you. All you have to do is connect people to the platform. Truly be that connector. Connect people to a platform. Because, folks, the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see billions of new people looking for opportunities because they have no other choice. It's just the future of work is different. Billions of people are going to be looking for ways to do something different, to become an entrepreneur. And we have the perfect platform for them to plug into. And folks, that is going to be a revolution for our direct selling industry. It's going to be a revolution in the uniconomy. It's a revolution. And it's going to be a good one. There's going to be more wealth created over the next 10 to 15 years than has ever been created in the history of humanity. Don't listen to CNN and Fox and all, and you know, CNBC and all that. They are wrong. Their job is to scare you. Their job is to make it look like everything is going to pot. It's not true. Actually, literally, they think everything is going to pot right now. But it's not about that. It's really about the fact that that's a lie. That's just to sell ratings. We are about to enter the most phenomenal wealth creation phase of our country, of the world, regardless of what these clowns want to talk about. I am just telling you, you need to believe in the fact that you have in your hand something pretty phenomenal. But being at Manifest is going to really reinforce that belief. Because, you know, we all want to be motivated, but motivation is about identifying needs and wants and dreams, which you get to hear that and see that as well when you hear all the personal stories of the people who had their dreams. It's about overcoming the struggles, and then we're going to celebrate victory. And Manifest 2018 is going to be about celebrating the victory of many people, but not just in a parade of people who get recognized, but in hearing some personal stories of true champions, and be able to identify with those stories. Everybody went through the dream, the struggle, then the victory. And you might be in your struggle. Embrace the struggle. It's part of the story. Remember the struggle. Write down the struggle, because one day you'll be on stage talking about your dream, your struggle, and then celebrating. We'll be celebrating your victory on that stage. And folks, it doesn't matter how many hours it takes to recognize people. We need to recognize people. One day you'll be the one up there being recognized. One day you'll be having hundreds of people crossing the stage being recognized. And I think it'll be the proudest moment in your life, not just because you got recognized, but because your people got recognized. So that is part also of what Manifest is all about. So you put all of this together, folks, I can tell you how excited I am about what's about to come, how excited I am for you, for those of you who are making the decision right now in your head saying, look, I'll be there. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it one more time. Just like when I decided to pile up in the car, drive from Boston to Virginia Beach. Some of you just leave literally within miles of the Gaylord in Grapevine, Texas, and you're wondering if you should be there. Wow. I'm telling you, there's going to be people traveling lots of hours to be there. And guess what? Those who travel the furthest will always enjoy and appreciate and get more from the event. So maybe just drive around for a little while just so you can say, I drove about 10 hours, even though it was 1 hour, because I want to get the most out of this event, because I want to be one of those people who literally, this is going to be a life-changing event for me. So anyways, Mary Jo, I didn't want to get too excited on a Monday morning.
No, that's great, Al. You're getting everybody wound up. I know. I can feel it. My blood's flowing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it is. It's a strategic moment for all of us. I think it's a strategic time in this company. It's about reestablishing our stake in the ground. We are a glyconutrient company. We have the best technology in the world. No one can touch us. Let's take this forward. Let's move forward at this level. You know, you emphasize the three major areas, the products for health. We definitely, that's huge for us. Our business platform, I'm starting to nickname it Make Manitech Easy. I mean, I know we've heard that in the past, but I that's my goal. That's my direction. That's what we talked about, Al. I think this business platform is going to be off the charts, something so crucial for the field. They're going to go crazy with it. And the fact about the mission. I mean, those are our three basic, if you want to put a triumvirate of what we're all about, it's health, wealth, and being a part of something greater than all of us, which is that incredible mission to M5M, which the great announcement coming out manifest as well. So we have every reason in the world to be there. And as we know, you know, Al, your first point cannot be like overlooked. And that's the point of, you know, when you get people started in their first year, their second, their third year, their fourth year, people start drifting. I call it the shiny object syndrome. You start looking and thinking, well, maybe it's better over on the other side of the hill, or maybe this product, I can sell this product better because this one's not working for me. And it's just crazy. Even you heard Al, he talked about it. He personally started looking at other things. I personally, in my experience around Manitech, I didn't actually look to go, you know, after another network marketing company, after, you know, my very first year when my upline kept telling me I was going to be presidential director in 12 months or less, and I didn't get there. I was only making $4,000 a month after my first year in Manitech. And you know what, Al? I walked away from it. I walked away. I took a job as vice president at a company local in Dallas because it was a big job. It just looked easier than what network marketing was. And I felt like I had failed because I hadn't hit the presidential level in my first year, as I was kind of said. But you know what took it for me to get back? One of my people in my organization called me and said, Mary Jo, we can't do this without you. You've led us down this trail. You've driven us on this path, and you're like now abandoning us. We can't do this without you.
So you realize you had promises to keep.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Promises to keep. And I realized the other aspect of it is this wasn't about me, right, Al? It was somewhere, it's about us, but if it becomes all about you and not about becoming the greatest leader you can, being the best you can be, proving to people that this is a doable thing, all these things. And I mean, that one phone call shifted me and took me, boom, right back. And I was, you know, a month later I was at the manifest, and of course that just regenerated. And I have never looked back. So it happens to a lot of us have different feelings. And I know many of you on the phone probably feel the same way somewhere along the path. But going to that manifest, getting to that national event, I mean, that those destination events are just crucial for you to attend. You're going to reconnect it to your dreams. You're going to listen to people and watch how they struggled. Every one of us struggles. There's no one that didn't go through this experience without struggles. So it's great to hear that because that allows us to believe too. You're going to, you know, find what you need to move forward. You're going to be exposed to greatness to move you forward. You're going to feel a part of this incredible network marketing community that's just awesome, as we're all brothers and sisters in it. And we love what we do. We love the entrepreneurial spirit. We love the capacity to be, as Al said, you can go do Amazon and become a reseller, and it's only going to take you $50,000 out of your pocket just to get started. Or you can spend $50 out of your pocket and be a Manitech associate capable of earning $100,000 a year,
but
or 200 or 300, right?
Thousands of people flock to that. every weekend.
Yeah, the Amazon deal.
Thousands of people are looking. They're looking for an opportunity. Now, out of that 1,000, literally out of the 1,000 that was in Dallas, only 16 of them eventually took on the opportunity.
Right.
But 80 of them went, spent $500 just to learn a little bit more, which didn't get them ready for nothing. So they spent $500 to have information they couldn't even use because
right.
now it was going to take them another $10,000 to $15,000 to $28,000 to become expert at this and really be able to go and do it.
And that's before you even invest in product or inventory. That's just training.
That's just training. That's just to get the mentoring because mentoring is important. Wow, you get mentoring for free in Manatech. People who dedicated their 25 years of their lives to this
right.
thing, and they just give it to you. Maybe Mary Jo, we should be charging for it.
Yeah, right. Maybe if Manifest costs $15,000 to attend, more people would show up. What do you think? No, I don't know. I mean, some people, that's what they do. Their whole life is about, well, if it were that valuable, it should cost more.
Right.
That's craziness. You know, this is the beginning of the rest of your life. This is a residual income stream that you can't get anywhere. Where do you get this anywhere else? I mean, it's like, it's amazing. And what it does to allow you to catapult in your life and be the live the life of your dreams and live what you want to do and be able to give you the freedom that you want. And for some of you, it's maybe just an extra $500 a month. I'm telling you, I live in that world every day where I work with people with student loan debts and car upside-down car loans and mortgages they can't afford and people about to enter into bankruptcy. And there's no greater blessing than for me to be able to step in their lives and show them how simple it is with the simplicity of the pod to totally change their lives. So some of you are thinking of, you know, even if you don't get the platinum presidential or double or triple platinum, you know, we have the power to totally change people's lives with the simplicity of one structure in our new comp plan. It's called the pot. And so what is that about us that we don't want to go out and reach that hand out and help another person, right? I mean, that's what we're about. We're about reaching out. And the best way to do that is to drive yourself and get your emotions back into it, full play, full out, and Manifest is the event to get you there. It is awesome. It's incredible. And I'll just, you know, Eric Worre said something. I wanted to share this too, Al. Eric Worre said something in his book, Go Pro, and I know a lot of you have read it, but he, of course, he has a whole chapter committed on, you know, promoting events because he knows that it's absolutely crucial. And he said that, you know, an expert network marketer came to him at one time and said, Eric, do you see this room? It holds about 2,000 people. At the next event, half of these people won't come back, but the half that does come back will be making about twice the average of everyone else in the room. And your job is to be the 1,000 people who come back. And it doesn't stop there, because at the next event, half of those 1,000 won't come back, but the 500 who do, they're going to be making four times the amount of the average people in that room. So
right.
Guess what? If you, this is his bottom line, if you continue to come back, you'll end up being among the highest paid people in the room, and eventually you'll even find yourself on stage, right? That's what it's about.
Look, it's about getting in, staying in. It's about showing up.
Right.
It's showing up and showing up. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people on this call that actually I respect a lot because I've seen them show up and show up and show up, and they don't know this yet, but I know this about them. Their breakthrough is coming. They know who they are. I mean, they know it's in their heart. They want this. They've demonstrated in many ways that they want this. They keep showing up. They're the people who already have their tickets. Actually, it'd be great to open the call and find out who on the call has already gotten the tickets. They're going to show up. I watch them keep showing up. And you know what? My heart beats for them because I know that the day of breakthrough is coming because everybody has that opportunity. Everybody gets a chance at one day seeing this thing absolutely explode as long as they don't quit.
Yeah.
You know, the only people that I can speak to is the ones that quit because that's it. When you've
right.
done that, you put an end to any chance of anything happening. So maybe
right.
we should open the call if we have a few minutes, those who've already made the decision to be there, maybe they want to share why they made the decision to be there, why they may be more excited about being there now that they've heard everything. But let's just open it up for those guys.
Sure. Everybody can take themselves off mute. They personally put themselves on mute. So anyone want to just share?
Al, this is Peggy from Porcupine.
Hi, Peggy. I was thinking about you. You're one of them.
Well, thank you. And your words do give hope. And that's what we look for. That's what we try to represent, and that's what we look for. So my husband and I are excited.
All right.
Who else?
Here we go.
Yeah.
This is Ginny. I have my ticket a long time
Hi, Ginny,
ago.
From Madison, Wisconsin, my old stomping grounds.
Yeah. I know. And every time I listen to all this, I get so excited, and I want the world to be there. And it's like, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, writing down names of people I totally have to call. And I mean, it's just, it is a life changer, totally. I have two of my leaders coming. But I'm so sad that I don't have more, you know, and so I need to strategize. I guess I just need some way. I guess it's just going to have to happen. I just have to get out there. But it is, and then I feel so bad with people that miss it. I'm already feeling that people are going to miss this if I don't get out there. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna help you. Number one, it's not over until it's over. It's not over yet. We got. You know, a whole month ahead of us, a month and a half or more.
Two months, Al. We got 2 months before the event.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Let me tell you what changes the whole game. Don't apologize for what people are going to do or not do.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do is you got to go back to them, just like my upline did when I was on the fence, and I wanted to do something else so badly. I wanted to get out of Amway so badly. But you know what? He made it exciting for me. He talked about it as being just a vacation. He just did something that made me go. I mean, and whatever that is, you know, you got to find people's hot button. Look, we have this thing with the rooms. You know, so people that are concerned about the money, you know, we can take care of that. But you got to make it that extremely important to them. And I don't mind telling people, look, this might be the last time I ever ask you to do something, but I will not sleep well unless I know that I've done everything for you to be there, because I know it is going to be that important. Mm-hmm. You've got to make it absolutely important, crucial, imperative. And this is what I'm going to tell you and everybody on this call and anybody you talk to. If they come to those 3 days, this is my promise. This is my guarantee, okay? If they come to these 3 days and they don't think it was what we say it's going to be, I will refund them the ticket. And I mean they manifest ticket. I will refund their ticket. If they've been there 3 days and they didn't get what they wanted to get out of it, I will refund them the price of the ticket. And Mary Jo, you can put that out there. It is my guarantee. I feel that strongly.
That's amazing.
About
yes.
What's about to happen.
That is amazing. I love that. Now, that just, you know, I mean, that does intrigue a lot of people sometimes. And then, like you say, between that and the room, the three associates getting one night. So yeah. I think even when we tell them about the products, that is really in encouraging for them, that they know this company knows how valuable they are. And same with this event. I think that's beautiful to be able to have you say that. I mean, I know they won't want it back, but...
You know what? I know my people probably, if there's anybody from Aztec listening to this, they're just falling off their chairs. I'm telling you, this is a CEO's guarantee. You go there for 3 days, and then if they didn't like it, you bring them to me, and you say, look, this person came, didn't get what they thought they should get. I will make sure we get them refunded on the spot.
Wow.
I will take that money out of my own pocket. I'm going to bring... Yeah, a lot of dollars in my pocket. I'll take it out of my own pocket and give it to them if they didn't think it was that important. Now, I want you to hear what I just said.
And the way I said it to you and to this team, when each one of you starts saying that with the same level of confidence, when you're willing to put yourself on a line for them to be there, I am telling you, those that are supposed to be there are going to be there. And you know what? Those that are not supposed to be there, they're not going to be there. And all you need to know is, where do you want to spend your time in 2018? Because as a leader, if I got in front of you and I said, look, this is the last thing I'm going to ever ask you to do. I'm going to guarantee that if you don't like it, I'm going to refund you the price of admission. And if they still decide not to come, guess what? They've told me everything I need to know about how much time I'm going to spend with them over the next 8 to 10 months. Because you know what? There's two reasons why people fail in this business. One, because some people just run out of a list. And, you know, you've been hearing from Mary Jo. You guys know how to keep adding to your list every day so you never run out of names. And there's a lot of stuff going on today. It's never been easier in the history of this industry to find people because we have access to so many thousands of people in so many different ways. That should never be a problem again for the rest of everybody's life in this call. You know, I can't find people. But the second thing, and this is probably the biggest reason why people fail this business, they're spending too much quality time with the wrong people. Now, I know that sounds harsh. To some of you, I probably just put a dagger in your heart because I know you want it so bad for everybody else that, you know, you can't reconcile this idea that, you know, you're not going to give everything you got to everybody, but you don't have enough for everybody. And you're going to have to start respecting your time and your life and your future enough where you're going to choose wisely, where you put the precious resource that God has given you called time, chronos. You cannot spend your time with the wrong people. You can't save everybody. You guys follow me? You can only save those who want to save themselves. When that oxygen mask falls, you've got to put it on you first, and then you're going to put it on everybody else. And first means you have to put your time in places. You got to plant your seeds in fertile grounds where it's going to grow. Because if you don't, we will all get wary of well-doing if we don't have what we are, if we don't get, you know, the resource we need. Hope deferred makes the heart weak. All of us go through this. So when we spend too much time with the wrong people, eventually they get us. We become one of those crabs in that proverbial basket of crabs. They got us. And you can't afford for them to get you. And that's why you're going to have to be very discerning. You have to be very wise. You have to be a good steward of this amazing, precious thing that God's given us called time. And when people are not willing to do the things they need to do to succeed, then you need to know that that means you need to find other places to go plant your precious seeds called your time. Does that make sense, guys? Okay?
You bet. Right on, Al.
I love everybody. I want everybody to succeed. But you know what? If I fail, if I quit, there's thousands of people that are going to lose. Thousands of people you don't even know. They need you, Jenny. They need your love. They need your hope. They need your mind. They need your intellect. They need all the blessings that you can bring to them. But if you quit, they're not going to get it. And you're going to quit if you're spending too much time with the wrong people who are not willing to do the right things for themselves. And you can't say the right thing to the wrong people. You can't say the wrong thing to the right people. You just keep talking, and the right people, they'll react to your words.
Right.
And that's when God shows you, this is the people who are assigned to you. These are the people that you were put on this earth to impact them. And when that happens, it's the most amazing blessing that you will ever live through. And you will never feel that way again about oh, my God, those that are not coming, and I wish they were coming. No, maybe they were not assigned to you, Jenny. And I'm speaking to Jenny, but I'm speaking to everybody on this call.
Right.
Maybe those people were not assigned to you. Maybe you're not their savior. Maybe somebody else is their savior.
Hmm.
You've got to find those people who were assigned to you. And you know how you know that they were assigned to you? It's like the sheep to the shepherd. They respond to your voice.
Yeah.
They respond to your voice. When you say, I'm going, they go, I am going with you. They don't need a big song and dance. They don't need a lot of guarantees. They just need, they want to be with you. Fantastic. And if they don't, fantastic.
Right. It's win-win. It's win-win.
Guys, I hope it doesn't come across hard. I hope it doesn't come across rash. I just gave you the biggest tip for success in this business. I didn't invent it. It came from some of the biggest people in this industry, because I am telling you, it is the one reason why I see so many people in utter frustration for years in this industry, because they want to save everybody.
Yeah.
God saves everybody. God has assigned certain people to you, and some others are not to you. And you will know when they're not to you, because they do not hear your
respond.
Voice.
Right.
They don't respond to your voice. And then when they don't respond to your voice, I mean, I am telling you, just shake up the dust on your shoes, move on.
He's almost sounding like a Sunday morning pastor now.
Yeah.
You can see it runs in his family, his brother.
It's a holy
now. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm just feeling for you guys.
Yeah.
I just know that this is a great moment. This is a Kronos moment for this company. And for you, those of you been around for as long as you are. Jenny, I'm so proud of you. What you've done this and last year has been almost supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's somebody out there who needs you, who will hear your voice, and they will respond to you, and you'll never have to feel bad or sorry or nothing else. Because those who are supposed to be with you, they're going to be with you.
Right.
They're going to be a blessing in your life. As much as you are a blessing in their life, they're a blessing to your life, because they reinforce to you that this is your calling. This is what you'll put on this earth to do. These are the people you were supposed to impact. And when that happens, nothing is more joyful, because, guys, life is too short not to live it in joy. And in peace, and in just rejoicing every day, and feeling grateful every day, not feeling sorry, not feeling down, not feeling depressed, not feeling frustrated. That's not what you were here for.
Right.
We're here to live that abundant life, and that abundant life is for all of us. So I'm telling you right now, this is more to me than I can possibly tell you. I mean, this means a lot to me. What's about to happen in 2 months? It's huge, folks. It's huge.
Yep.
Amen.
Now, I think I've taken way too much time, but Jenny, thank
you. No, you're great, Al.
Thank you. That was a defining moment if I ever heard one. Thank you.
There you go, Jenny. I think that what happens to us all in the field is the whiners speak the loudest to us, and then it robs us. And that's what Al's saying. It's distinguishing. If they're whiny and they're, let them go. They're not the people you're going to be touching. So it's about going out and finding new and finding the people that you do touch. It's not when you allow those people to drag you down, it's like those crabs that won't let that crab get out of the jar. There's one crab that, that story about you put 10 crabs in a jar and one decides, I don't like this atmosphere. It's restraining. It's restrictive. I want to experience the world. And he starts trying to climb out of the jar, and what do the other crabs do? They take their clippers and they grab onto his legs and pull him back down. And that's what's happening to you without you even realizing it. You're just being dragged back into the trough instead of being the best you can be, because you're trying so desperately hard to create something in somebody's life that they're not really committed to creating. So find the ones that are, right? And those are the ones you hang with. And that's why bringing people refreshing, this can be an incredible moment for you at this manifest, and just make the decision that, you know what, the people that follow me are the ones that are going to get all my attention in the next 12 months. So we'll see who shows up. And if they don't, then you know what? I'm finding new ones that are going to do it.
When they
right?
don't, I mean, thank God. When you know they're not responding, man, it's like God giving you a signal, and it's like, man, I just need to move on. And it's the most freeing
yep.
feeling that you ever have is when you know that, you know what, that's it. Man,
yeah.
I'm not responsible. I don't have to feel bad. You know, this is not who God called me for.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's somebody out there that God's called me for. I just know it. They're
yep.
there.
Yep.
I mean, and they've already been pre-assigned. I really believe in that people have been pre-assigned to you, and you always know it because as soon as you get around them, it's like everything works.
Yeah,
everything
that's cool.
Works. It's like they're calling you every day. They want to hear from you. They appreciate you. They respect you. They edify you. It's like, oh, my God, where you been all my life? They've been pre-assigned to you. You just got to go through a bunch of people. You got to go through the jokers to find the aces. And they're there. They're in that deck of cards. Just again, just keep pulling the cards. You will find them. And, guys, it's not about you. This is not about you. It's about them. They're the ones making that decision, not you. You've opened yourself up to talk to everybody. But those who are assigned to you, they will respond. And every one of us, I really believe, there are people out there, they've already been pre-assigned to us. And when we find them, oh, my God, it's just, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So on those words, I just realized I have an 11 o'clock call. I have to get out.
Wow.
But I wish you all a happy President's Day. I wish you all a great 2 months before Manifest, and then I look forward to hugging your neck at Manifest, okay?
Wow. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Al. Wow.
Appreciate
all right.
it.
Thank you, guys. Love
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. There you got it.
Bye.
Let's go all show up at Manifest. Let's make it happen. Get out there and get the ones that come. You know, it's a huge opportunity of a lifetime to be there. If you need more support for why events are great, go back and read your GoPro book on the chapter on why you get people to events. It's absolutely undeniably true that the people that go grow, and the people that go are the ones that make the money, and the ones that come back making twice as much and four times as much. That's what happens in this industry, because it's the commitment of always being in the flow and learning and growing and being a part of what, you know, the whole future of that company. And that's what's so great about Manatech. And I can't instill in you any greater, you know, concept than you need to be there this year, you know, from a perspective of exactly us getting grounded in our glyconutrient technology, grounded in our future with M5M, grounded in giving you the best possible tools to build your best business in the most efficient way. All of the things are happening and more. I mean, that's just, to me, the lead thing, that triumvirate of things that are going to happen at Manifest. So it's about getting out there. We have 2 months to go, 2 months and 10 days, I guess, until we kick off Manifest. So you want to do your best. Do your best. Just put your best foot forward. And like Al said, clean out the cobwebs. You can still let your love on the people. They're still taking the products, but there are a lot of them we've been trying to make into business builders for 10 years, and they're still consumers. It's okay. We love our consumers. But where are you spending all your time? That's the question mark. Where are you spending all your time? Look for the people that are really looking for something great in their lives to happen, and they're willing to take a quote-unquote risk by coming to Manifest. It's an investment in their future, and that's what you plan it that way, you set it up that way, make an investment in your future, unless your future's not important to you. That's a decision some people make too. So, but anyway, love you guys. It's super. Let me give you one more hint for some of you who might want to say, well, is there something special, Mary Jo, that you're telling people today? And I'll tell you, I'm going to roll out for you my new testimonial, okay? And it's just in preparing for this call with Al, it just came to my head that I'm telling people that come to Manifest and I will work with you one-on-one for the next 30, 60 days to get you to $500 a month, a minimum of income. You will be making at least $500 a month in 30, 60 days post-Manifest if you're not there already. Got it? So maybe you grab onto a lot of new people because you know you can help somebody build an AQ team in 30, 60 days. If they're committed, They come to manifest. They're going to come out of manifest. You know they're going to be an absolutely bloody fire, right? And post-manifest, they're going to have a list of 1,000 people. You're just going to go to town with them. But that's where you concentrate your energy and effort. That's where you want to put all your time. You want to put all your time and effort into the people that show up at manifest, because they're the ones that are truly what? Committed to a future. So it's no risk to you to say that's what's going to happen, because now you have a direct connection with where you're going to be spending your time and energy in the 30 to 60 days post-manifest. Okay? Amen to that. All right, people. So just another thought for you that you can put out there, and because there are a lot of people out there that they are willing to spend $500 if you're going to say, I'm helping you make $500 a month for the rest of your life, so let's go do this, right? What's $500 when I can do that, right? Or what's $1,000 when you're going to get that back in 2 months? You know, it's like, right? That's great. It's an investment of a lifetime. So, all right, you guys, love you all. Have a great week.
Thank
and
you.
Talk to you
Very
next
much,
Monday.
Marriage.
Thank you
thank
for sharing,
you, thank
Jenny.
You.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.